You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what's happening? New week, another new episode of the Purple Project Podcast Daily is on. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, as usual for another daily edition focusing on baseball. The series between West Virginia over the weekend, the final weekend of April before we turn the clock, or not the clock, the calendar over to May here in 5 days. Of course, K-State, once again, they get two more after the series opening loss at home Friday night in extra innings. K-State gets two to take the series away from West Virginia. And I kind of find this interesting here with the pattern here going on. Obviously, you talk about Jordan Wicks being obviously going to be pitching in the majors here after he gets done with this season, obviously. But once again, strong Wicks in the first game, obviously, but they lose it in extra innings, 4-3 in 11 to be exact, in Twain Family Stadium Friday night. Then you turn around, Connor McCullough, strong performance there, leads K-State to even the series on Saturday afternoon. 5-2, K-State took that game. And of course, yesterday, the long ball. And we have seen this play out a lot so far in K-State's victories this year to this point. The long ball, four times. K-State going deep to take care of West Virginia, 9-4, and take the series. So for the second consecutive series, they take 2-3. And hey, that's better than losing 2-3, I tell you that. But K-State, four home runs in this game. Nick Goodwin, once again, going deep. Dylan Phillips, again, going deep. Dylan Kaplinger also went deep again for K-State. And then Willman Cameron also going yard against West Virginia there as well. 9-4 in the game. Let's wrap it. Go inside the box here for K-State from yesterday's series win over the Mountaineers. K-State scoring 9 runs on 13 hits, 1 error, and they left 6. West Virginia's line, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, they left 9 on base. Talk about Nick Goodwin right there. Nick Goodwin hitting number 8 on the season. Willman hit his third on the 2021 year. Nick Phillips, 11th home run of the year, and he knocked in, and actually, I shouldn't say knocked in, and it's that yesterday was his 26th home run of his K-State career. And then Kaplinger hit his second of the year as well. And then K-State also added in 5 extra base hits and really outdoing West Virginia's 1 extra base hit in the baseball game yesterday as well. And then Goodwin had a total of 3 hits in the ball game as well down here. Casey Ford down here improved to 3-0 and allowed only 1 earned run on 3 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and 6 1/3 innings of relief. How about the big country getting it done right there? K-State, last number here, 6-14 with 2 outs in the ballgame, 6-17 with runners on, and they were 4-8 with runners in scoring position. A big win, series win there for K-State. Seems to be the pattern here. 2-3 against OU 2 weeks ago, and then here, 2-3 at home, once again, against West Virginia to extend their overall record now to 23-16, and they sit 3 below 500 now in Big 12 play. Their next opponent, Missouri, comes to Twain Family Stadium tomorrow night for just a little one-game match here at Twain Family Stadium here. Had notes here. That's going to be tomorrow night at 6. Big 12 now on ESPN Plus. We'll have the game. And of course, if you're here living in the Little Apple like I am, you can catch the game. If you can't watch the game on TV or streaming or don't have the access of it, you can, if you're driving from home for work or whatever, or doing or running some some quick errand, you can listen to the game on K-Man 1350 and 93.3 as well. K-State now in the conference jumped West Virginia. They now sit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They are now sixth. I had to double check for a second there. Six, yeah. Yeah, you know, I just realized now. I've always looked at the standings funny. ever since really the season started. I know the Big 12 has 10 teams, right? But I just literally found this out. Finally figured out why it looks so funny. Iowa State does not have a baseball team. So that's why there's only 90. That's, I mean, I don't understand that. Yeah, I get the weather changes and all that, but find it very, very interesting that Iowa State does not have a baseball team. That's a shame. So 9 teams in the Big 12 in baseball. Wow, that's an odd number there. K-State, 6 now in the conference. They now jump West Virginia via tiebreaker now. 2 straight, and they welcome in Missouri to town. 6-9 in Big 12 play. 23-16. K-State stands now here, and they got a chance to add another one here. And my co-host Alex said it on the latest edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. They got a chance to get 30 here. Well, they could be on the way to do that. And also catch him on one of the older podcasts it was a Friday that somebody said this team is capable of getting into the postseason. So that's, I mean, hey, I mean, this K-State offense, when they're rolling like they were yesterday, they can get hot. Hot. But also they can also make mistakes and get cold. At the same time, as a typical baseball team, when you have a good team, it typically like that. Unless you're in the major league, you're one of the major league baseball team, defending champions, Dodgers or whatever. But hey, I mean, K-State right now, they're right there in the thick of it, and they got a chance. They're right there now in the top, I'll probably say the top half, the second half of the league, if you want to include Iowa State in it, even though they don't have a baseball team. So if they did, I mean, who knows where they'd be, but we're going to keep it as it is here on the ProPartial Podcast. K-State, ladies and gentlemen, now sit top of the second half right there, leading West Virginia, leading Oklahoma, and sure enough, they're going to be playing KU at some point as well, who will sit at the basement of the Big 12. But they're right there, right behind Oklahoma State, who is 7-8. So K-State, big opportunity tomorrow night to get another one against Missouri. But big thing, once again, K-State wins another Big 12 conference series, this time against West Virginia. Eddie Greer signing off once again. You can catch the latest edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, like I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago. We'll be working up a new one here this week, and this is going to come out a day earlier than normal due to the NFL draft starting on Thursday. Figure this one's going to be posted Thursday morning at some point, so I'm looking forward to this week's episode as well. So if you missed out on any action, check out the latest edition, episode 51 of Triple P. Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.